A Brief Look at 1888. Chapter 14. Justification is the dynamic of the message. Seen in this light, justification by faith is the dynamic of the 1888 message. We must not take an extreme view and try to work out an artificially minute balance between justification and sanctification, implying that the Reformation taught justification by faith, and the 1888 messengers merely added sanctification. Jones and Wagoner perceived deeper dimensions to justification by faith than did the 16th century reformers. Not only must we come out of Babylon, genuine justification by faith will take us out of Babylon. The distinctive truths of the third angel's message invested justification by faith with a verity beyond what previous generations had been able to perceive. It was the beginning of great truths that have lain unheeded and unseen since the day of Pentecost. It is true, according to the great controversy, that the great doctrine of justification by faith was so clearly taught by Luther, but this does not mean that it was fully taught by him. Ellen White did not say that Luther in his day taught the third angel's message in verity, as Conradi mistakenly asserted. She specifically said Luther did not teach it. There were aspects of the message of salvation in the gospel that he did not proclaim. And Luther's and Calvin's followers soon departed further from what clarity there was in the reformers' understanding. The famous formula of Concord of 1580, years after Luther's death, fixed the so-called Reformation view of justification by faith in a retrograde mold that failed to recognize its true effective nature.